please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center. The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Richland Center Boys Basketball Alumni Day is coming up a week from Saturday. I talked to Colton Wilson tonight, and they're organizing that for his second year. Looks like it's going to be a big day next Saturday the 13th. I believe action begins at 1 o'clock, but Colton is the one to contact, and we should almost come out and broadcast that, except they don't have numbers, and the fellas don't look the same as I remember them in high school, so I might struggle doing the play-by-play of that for a while until I got used to them. But, yeah, we'll see. Next Saturday is that Alumni Day here at Richland Center High School fundraiser for the Richland Center Boys Basketball Team. 41-13, our score here in girls basketball this evening as the band strikes it up one more time. And the fans get back to the stands after visiting the popcorn stand. Dodgeville will have the basketball first, and we'll get this second half going. Dodgeville puts the ball in play, and walking it across the timeline is McKenna Riley. Hornets back into a zone defense. Pass goes to the middle, now to the left side. Weigel inside. There's White on a drive, and Riley gets the pass, and she'll score. So Dodgeville goes up 43-13 here in second half action. As the band leaves the floor, Kylie Burns with the basketball. Gives now to Martin toward the inside, Weiss. Weiss posting up, tough shot, blocked by Marley Bush. Outlet pass now for Maggie White, and the Dodgers set it up. Right side, White. White dumps it low. There's Riley posting up, and it's knocked away. Picked up by the Hornets. Good defense by Kylie Burns, and Carly Meaden brings it across. Left side, it's Weiss. Weiss looks to the inside for the Hornets. Back to Meaden, free throw line right. Now a quick move by Burns, down low, cut off. Throws it inside to Weiss. Makes a nice move in the lane. Tough shot. Good. Ella Weiss with 8 points tonight. Takes it to the rim with authority there. 43-15. Dodgeville. Pass comes inside to White. White drops it down low, and Darling takes it away by the Hornets. Nice defense. Outlet pass. And RC goes the other way with Carly Meaden leading the way. Weiss on the left side. Looks to the inside now. Fires to the free throw line. Burns. Burns making the move down low. Fires it back out to Martin. Martin now to Weiss. Inside, knocked away, and it's going to be deflected by Dodgeville, and it goes out of bounds. Let's see. I think it's going to be Richland Center basketball. It will. Hornets with a lot of improvement in this game. Now, the score might not show it, but they are playing together. Had kind of controlled the tempo until you get way behind, then you can't really do that anymore, but we're successful. That's how they kept it close for halfway through the first half, and from there, Dodgeville's been able to kind of get its thing going here with the fast breaks and 4 3-pointers. Carly Meaden will start it in play. Ball knocked away by Dodgeville, and here they go the other way. Bounce feed for the fast break. Tough shot is up and good by Maggie White after McKenna Riley got the steal. White's got 14. 45-15, Dodgeville. Hornets try to work it inside. Knocked loose by the Dodgers. Now picked up by Ava Martin. Brings it back to Carly Meaden. Meaden, free throw line right. Shot no. Blocked. And a foul call on McKenna Riley, which will be her third. So going to the line will be Richland Center with a shooting foul. We'll have a busy four-game week next week. Tomorrow night we'll be here for Richland Center River Valley boys basketball. On Monday we'll see that high-flying Ithaca boys team. They'll be taking on Belmont in a non-conference game on Monday night. First free throw is missed by Carly Meaden. She has 4 points tonight. Second free throw in the air, on the rim, no good. Rebound Marley Bush. And the Hornets get back on defense. Dodgeville flying it to the other end. And Weigel kicks it out. There's Bush making a move. Nice down low, left-hand lay-in, good. Marley Bush with authority to the rim. And it's 47-15. Dodgeville with the lead, and the Hornets with the ball. Pass goes to Martin on the right side. Leaves it low for Weiss. Left it too far. Picked up by Bush. And Dodgeville gets the steal. Dodgeville taking it down to the low post. Weigel, and it's knocked loose. And Chloe Darling is going to make a nice play. Darling with the steal. Gives it over to Carly Meaden, and the Hornets take it back. Meaden and Darling out on the outside. Pass comes back. Got a Burns. Down low it goes. Tough shot for Meaden. No good. Partially blocked by Riley. Here's the outlet pass for the Dodgers. Flying high the other way. They're going to throw it to the corner. And it is picked up by the Dodgers before it goes out of bounds. They'll reset the offense. Tommy Krubaugh in the lane. 15-footer won't stay. Rebound, Ella Weiss. Weiss with the outlet pass. Bringing it across the timeline is Carly Meaden. Meaden goes to the right side. Bounce feed low, too hard, and out of bounds. Boys basketball tonight. Viroqua leads Westby 58-50. Hillsboro 48-43 over Cashton. Boscobel leads Seneca 27-25 at last word. Into the game for the Hornets will be Addie Borg. Dodgeville basketball. They're bringing it. Riley on the right side. Back to Krubaugh. The left side. Down to the baseline. Marley Bush. Throwing it back door. Tough shot is up and good for Lily Weigel. That'll make the score 49-15. Dodgeville doing a good job running its offense. Everybody touching the ball. Pass goes right side. Held up there by the Hornets. Looking inside his board. Knocked loose by Dodgeville. They're fast breaking it the other way, and they throw it too far and out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Wisconsin Heights is beating Weston tonight by a score of 43-11, it looks like. That one just across this evening. Hornet girls with a basketball. Carly Meaden moves left side, now right. Bounce feed, give now to Addie Borg. Borg on the pass to Chloe Darling. Back to Borg. Ella Weiss, top of the circle. Holds it above her head. Throws it low. That is Chloe Darling driving. Now kicks to the corner. On a drive, pull up. Nope, Borg won't shoot. Gives it back to Weiss. Back inside to Darling. She's posting up. Goes in with a nice move and scores. Chloe Darling with her first basket. Again, taking it into the hoop, using the glass, old school, 49-17, Dodgeville. Dodgers try a three, it's on the way, on the rim, no good. Rebound out for Weigel, she'll pass the ball left side, three-pointer on the way. Again, that one is missed by Krubaugh. Rebound Bush, and Dodgeville resets the offense. Here's another three on the way, this one goes for the Dodgers. Lily Weigel with four of those tonight, and that makes it 52-17. Dodgeville with 13 minutes remaining in the game. Crossing the timeline, Carly Meaden. Ball deflected by Dodgeville and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets right at the Richland Center bench. So the throw in for Richland Center, looking to set the screens. They'll bring it in to Addie Moore. Turnaround baseline jumper on the way, no good. Rebound by Weiss. Weiss in the corner, knocked down by Bush. Bush with a steal, throws the pass up ahead. The Dodgers set sail along the baseline. It's knocked loose by Darling and off of Dodgeville and out of bounds. Chloe Darlin bringing the D right now for the Hornets. Into the game, Libby Ruland. Emma Weiss checks out. Boys basketball seeing, Bangor 44-13 leading New Lisbon. Reedsburg up on McFarland 52-38. Richland Center girls basketball. Libby Ruland. Left side, Carly Meaden drives his cutoff. Gives it back to Ruland. Top of the circle, that's Burns. Now back to Ruland on the left side. Board meets the ball. On the dribble drive, throws it cross court. Knocked away, picked up by Wagle. She'll drive down low, tough shot. Goes on the run. Nice play by Lily with a steal, and she finishes at the other end. 54-17. Hornets with the ball, Addie Board on the right wing. Board drives down to the baseline. Meaden meets it out in the corner. Back to Board. Throws it inside. Knocked away by Bush. Picked up again by Meaden. Carly drives. Dishes to the corner. Chloe Darling. Darling with a catch. Now uses the dribble in front of the Hornet bench. Moves inside. Now keeps the dribble. Drives back out toward half court. Starts it over to the right side. Libby Ruland. Ruland with the ball. Baseballs it down low. Stolen away by McKenna Riley and the Dodgers. Advantageous on the steal. There's a baseball pass to Bush. Down to the corner. Three-pointer on the way. On the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Maggie White. Back to Bush in the lane. Marley with the runner. Up and good. Good unselfish ball by the Dodgers. Timeout. Richland Center 56-17. The lead belongs to the Dodgeville Dodgers. 11:27 remaining in area girls basketball from WRCO and WRCO Sports.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
We thank our WRCO sports boosters bringing you all kinds of great activities. Tomorrow night's game here with Richland Center River Valley boys basketball. Prime time Friday night. Should be a great even matchup. Hornet girls with a basketball. Weiss down low, throws it back to Board. Addie with a quick move. Down to the baseline, shoots a 10-footer. It's on the way short. Rebound by Dodgeville. Weigel playing well at both ends. Takes it across the timeline, starts it to the corner. Three-pointer Dodgeville. It is good. Nothing but net for McKenna Riley. That's her second triple. And that makes it 59-17. Dodgeville, 11 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Carly Meaden with a crossover dribble. Going to be called for a carry. And that'll put it back in the hands of the Dodgers. Hornets girls, it's hard to believe that this is the 14th game of the season for them already. They've been busy. So not quite as many games here after Christmas, but more home games. Alec Ansett very happy about that. Dodgeville driving low. Shot no good by Riley, and the rebound by Ella Weiss. And the Hornets. Meaden off to Ella on the right wing. Ella puts it on the floor, and it's knocked loose. Kayla Brom, who's into the ballgame, almost got a steal. So, nice play by Fred McCauley. Nice play. He still got it. Ball is saved, and the Hornets get ready to put it in play. Ball comes in. Bounce feed to Ava Martin. Martin on a drive left side. Nothing. Gives it back to Carly and Chloe, and they'll work it from the outside. Chloe Darling now holding the ball. Fires off to Carly Meaden on the left side. Carly back to Chloe. Right side, Addie Board. Hornets trying to make a move to the inside. Nothing there. They'll throw it to the baseline now. Ava Martin driving from the corner, kicks it out. Weiss for three on the way. Good! Ella Weiss with the Hornets' first triple tonight. Knocks it down from long range. 59-20 in favor of the Dodgers. Dodgeville with the ball. They'll shoot a three for the answer on the way in and out. That's a miss for McKenna Riley. Rebound by Weiss. Outlet Meaden. Meaden across the timeline. Free throw line left to Addie Board. Board gives it back now to Weiss near the top of the circle. Weiss moving to the right side, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul called on the Dodgers. Playing maybe a little bit too close on the defense for the officials' liking. That's on Caleb Rom. That's the second Dodgeville foul. The Hornets have not been whistled for a foul here in this half. So the inbound will be from Carly Meaden, and the Hornets will set it up. They'll bring it in, and it's knocked loose and out of bounds by Keitlinger Foster, and it will belong to Dodgeville. Into the game for the Hornets, number 55, Libby Ruland. She will replace number 30, Ava Martin, and the Dodgers with the basketball. Pass comes into McKenna Riley. She'll run it across the timeline. Hornets back in a 1-3-1, it appears. Left side, Keitlinger Foster. Back to the right side, Riley trying to go low, threw it high and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets. No backcourt pressure now. Dodgeville is backed off on that. And the pass comes in play. Carly Meaden takes it across half court. Meaden gives to Chloe Darling. Bounce feed off to the left side. Burns looking low and is tied up. Nice play by Kiona Keitlinger Foster. Hornets will get the ball back on the alternate arrow. And Carly Meaden will start it in play from near the scorer's table. Looking now, the bounce feed comes in. There's a drive by the Hornets. Burns back to Weiss, free throw line right, throws it back in to Burns, turns in, nothing there, kicks it back out. There's Darling back in to Burns, turns in, and nothing, gives it back out to Darling. Around the horn it goes. Meade down the near side, bounce feed low, knocked loose by Dodgeville, picked up by Ruland on the baseline, and a foul is called on the Dodgers. Stops the clock with 8:45 to play. Foul is called at number three, Layla Novak. Her first Hornet basketball, 59-20, Dodgeville in the lead. Looking and bringing in, and now Weiss, turnaround 15-footer on the rim, no good. Rebound Dodgers. Protecting the basketball is McKenna Riley. She's acting as point guard now. As she drives, free throw line left, dips it to the corner. Novak, pass inside, knocked loose by the Hornets and out of bounds. It will be Dodgeville basketball. The Dodgers trying to make hay here with a four-corner out-of-bounds set for the baseline. Novak brings it in. Gets it back in the corner. Can't hang on. Lost. Now picked up by the Hornets. Here's Carly Meaden motoring the other way. Meaden goes in. Shot blocked. And she steps on the out-of-bounds line as she tries to retrieve the ball. And it goes back to Dodgeville. Nice block by Maggie White. And the Dodgers with the ball. McKenna Riley walks it across half court. Top of the circle, Riley off a screen. Between the knees dribble, goes down deep in the lane, scoops it up, it goes. And Dodgeville with the basket. Riley gets it going, that makes it 61-20, and that will start the second half continuous clock now as Dodgeville goes ahead better than 40 points. Inside toward Weiss, knocked away by Baum and picked up now by the Dodgers. They're running again. Riley, tough shot, up and good. She's having a big night tonight. 20 points. That makes it 63-20. Dodgeville, 7:45 to play. Ball goes to Carly Meaden. Now left side, it's Burns. Burns down deep, lost the handle, picked up by the Dodgers. Bounce feed lead for Maggie White. White down to the baseline, hooks a shot up, and good. Maggie White having a good night now with 16 points. That makes it 65-20. Dodgeville, 7:20 to play. Carly Meaden across the half-court line. Throws to Libby Ruland on the right wing. Ruland puts it on the floor, brings it back all the way to the left side. Nothing to look for. Now throws it to the right, and it is out of bounds. Hornets turn it over looking for Kylie Burns. Dodgeville bringing Tommy Krubaugh back into the lineup. Brianna Wasley returns, and Marley Bush. And the Dodgers will have the ball near the midcourt line. They have kind of come together here. The Hornets played them well early on. The Hornets were able to break pressure and keep the ball out of the Dodgeville hands on the offensive side of the floor, but kind of went haywire when Dodgeville started putting the pressure on and getting steals and getting some high-percentage shots, and this one kind of got out of hand. This one blocked out of bounds by the Hornets. Charlie Meaden with the play. In for Richland Center, number 50, Mariah Ubday. Seeing her first action, number 45, Riley Teschner. Carly Meaden stays out there. Addie Board is in, and Ava Martin. So the Hornets change the lineup a little bit. Getting some players that play tonight on the JV ranks as well. Some action. Turnaround shot on the way, no good, but a foul call over the back on Dodgeville. Blocking her out was Carly Meaden, and the offensive foul goes, or the over-the-back foul on the rebound, I should say. That's on Maggie White, and that's her third foul. 65-20, Dodgeville. Carly Meaden across half court. Left side pass to Board. Down to the baseline, Teschner throws it low. Now posting up is Martin. Instead, kicks it back out. Teschner, good work for the Hornets. Around the perimeter, right side. That is going to be Meaden. Throws it to the baseline. Teschner, back to Meaden. Quick move, 10-footer on the way, no good. And out of bounds, last touch by Dodgeville. Officials confer. Now it's going to be Dodgeville basketball. Last touch by the Hornets. Into the Dodgeville lineup, number 20, Lily Weigel. Coming out is McKenna Riley. Clock gets down to 5 minutes to play tonight. Our post-game show, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, is coming up. Here's Marley Bush for a three, and she's got it. From the left wing, Marley Bush with her first triple tonight. And Dodgeville with seven of those. 68-20. They're in the lead. Hornet basketball. Ava Martin trying to go down deep with it. Knocked out of bounds by Maggie White. And it will be Richland Center basketball. The Hornets will put it in play from the near side. Right near the bench. Ball comes in. Oh, stolen. Truba takes it the other way, lays it up, and good. That is a pick two for Dodgeville. 70-20. They lead it here with 4:13 to go. Carly Meaden with the basketball. Fires off to the baseline. Turnaround jumper on the way. Good. Off the glass and down for Riley Teschner. Up onto the varsity tonight. Helps out with the basket. 70-22. Dodgeville. Dodgers driving low. Bush goes up, scores a basket. Plus one is coming up. Marley Bush with a basket will put her at the free throw line on the foul against the Hornets, which will be their first foul. And senior Marley Bush goes to the free throw line. Into the lineup for the Hornets, Ella Weiss, Chloe Darling, and Kylie Burns. Foul is at Ava Martin. That's her third foul. And Marley Bush, who is 3-for-4 from the free throw stripe tonight. This one in the air, that one is on the rim, and it is no good. The rebound pulled down by Carly Meaden. Meaden with a basketball, and it comes along the left side. Now Weiss, top of the key, 3 on the rim, no good. Fought for, rebound by Layla Novak. Layla with the outlet pass, taken there by Weigel. Right wing, trying to go back door. Nice pass, and Bush catches it on a thread-the-needle assist from Weigel. That'll make it a 74-22 lead for the Dodgers. 2:48 to go in the game. Hornet basketball, Meaden catches from Darling, goes in for a shot, fouled on the play. Brianna Wasley fouled her in the act of shooting, so the Hornets will go to the free throw line. Front end of the bonus coming up here. Well, it's making progress. You know, the scores don't always show it, but a young group with very little varsity experience this year, playing a lot of times 3 or 4 freshmen, and every time I've seen them, they're showing improvement. Free throw is made by Carly Meaden. Next up for Richland Center, after tonight's game, they will be at Reedsburg on Tuesday and then at Platteville next Friday. Free throw on the rim, and that one is good. Tough schedule coming up for the Hornets. That'll make it 74-24. Favor of the Dodgeville Dodgers. A minute 49 remaining in tonight's game. Dodgeville basketball. Dodgers walking across the half-court line. Weigel throws it inside. There's Brom. Tough shot off the rim. No good. Fought for. Rebound. Tight roping it. Now is Tommy Krubaugh. And there is a play made. Looks like she stepped on the end line. It will be Richland Center basketball. Kyona Keitlinger-Foster returns for the Dodgers. And for the Hornets, they will put it in play. Ava Martin and Addie Board exchange in the backcourt. Addie walks it across the timeline, throws it right side to Burns. Kylie drops it down low. There's Weiss. Ella Weiss turns in. Shot up. No good. Fought for. Rebound Hornets. Taken there by Martin. Back to Rulin. Back to Martin. Three from the wing. No good. Rims out, and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Dodgers. 52 seconds remaining in tonight's game. Dodgeville ball. Keitlinger Foster will run it across the half-court line. Now for Dodgeville. Taking a look. Now she'll drive down low. Tough shot is up. Short. Rebound by Weiss. And Ella brings it out now. And Ava Martin walks it across the timeline with 30 seconds to play. Back to Board. Ball is tipped. She'll lob it far side to Weiss. Weiss looking. Bounce feed now to Burns. Burns backs in for the low post. Nothing. Kicks it back to Weiss. Ella throws it inside again. It is stopped and a foul is called on Dodgeville. That will be their seventh, and I think where they shoot free throws. Let's see. Maybe it's only their sixth. Hornets will inbound. They're not going to have much time. And this will do it. That'll do it for the game. The continuous clock does not stop, and it rolls to the end. Dodgeville wins it 74-24. That's your final tonight. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next. This is high school girls basketball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Dodgeville gets the win tonight. They improve to 8-3 overall, and they are 3-1 in the Southwest Conference. Richland Center continues to search for its first win, now 0-14, 0-4 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Totals and summaries coming up as we look at this one and look ahead as well at the busy sports schedule, which continues with games coming up tomorrow. There's a few this weekend, wrestling tournament action this weekend, and really the first full week in January features some really good games. More about that coming up on the postgame show tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. Our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you're a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and the surrounding area. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect, all from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, it's Tri-County Building Supply.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental, you can have the same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Looking for a relaxing getaway not too far from home? You can find it at Alana Springs Campground in the beautiful hills of Richland County. Alana Springs offers daily, weekly, monthly, and seasonal rates. Need a great spot for an outdoor event? Alana Springs has a wonderful pavilion to rent for reunions, weddings, and other fun get-togethers. For more info, call Colleen at 647-2600 or see them on the web at alanaspringscampground.com. Get away from it all. Go camping.
WRCO. 74-24, the final. Dodgeville gets the win over the Richland Center girls, leading the way in a really good balanced attack for Dodgeville. 20 points for McKenna Riley. Lily Weigel and Marley Bush each have 18, 16 for Maggie White, and 2 points by Tommy Krubaugh. Leading the way for Richland Center tonight, double digits for Ella Weiss, 11 points, 6 by Carly Meaden. Also 3 for Kylie Burns, Chloe Darling, and Riley Teschner each have 2 points. Dodgeville makes a total of 7 threes. They were 3 of 10 from the free throw line. For the Hornets, 3 of 7 from the line. They make 1 3-pointer. That was made by Ella Weiss. Dodgeville won the JV game 51-4 as well, and they take the varsity contest 74-24. Some girls' finals, Schillsburg 44, Benton 42, GET 37-35 over Westby. That's not quite a final yet. Mineral Point 48, Southwestern 16. Prairie du Chien and Lancaster are tied at 45. Darlington at last word was leading Fenimore 29-28. Cuba City up on Boscobel 54-27. Platteville has pulled away from River Valley 47-16 right now. And at last word, Wisconsin Heights was leading Weston 52-22. The postgame show continues in a moment here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations Salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ in Gotham, in the Log Building.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they're there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts available for bundling home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or stop by 177 East Mill Street in Richland Center.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
WRCO 74-24, the final. Dodgeville gets the win over the Richland Center girls basketball team tonight. Looking ahead, we'll have boys basketball tomorrow night. River Valley here in Richland Center to take on the Hornets. And what is always a good game, Friday night live from the Fieldhouse with a good evenly matched game. So that's looking ahead of the Richland Center wrestling team. We'll be at the Kickapoo Invite on Saturday, hosted by Kickapoo Lafarge and Bill Twining, and I believe David Wormand will be there as well. So we'll have an opportunity to get caught up on that and how the wrestlers are doing for Coach Silas Coleman and the crew on Saturday. Monday we'll be back in action here with local sports when Belmont takes on the Ithaca boys basketball team. Also next week, River Valley and Ithaca in girls basketball. So we have some really good local matchups, and also a little bit later in the month, we have some matchups of some of the rated teams in the state of Wisconsin as well, and so we look forward to bringing those your way. A couple of finals, and again, our game is down a little earlier than most. Belmont 56-22 over Cassville in girls basketball. Scholesburg has defeated Benton 44-42. We'll keep you posted on the scoreboard. In fact, Tim Feed will have more for us later on tonight during the 10 o'clock report. Dodgeville gets the win in area girls basketball tonight. They get the second half continuous clock going with about 8 minutes to go, and they win it by a score of 74-24 over the Young Hornets tonight. Our game engineered by Tim Feed, and this is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Thanks for joining us and supporting area girls basketball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank, and I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks, stuck on repeat. I'll save you a seat. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap and bottles on ice, living on good standard time. My card's on the bar. You got nowhere to be if you don't come through, buddy. That's on you, 'cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me. Ain't that right, honey? Yeah, I'ma get around a two for all the ones. Just busting you back while you're cussing, son. And if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tall boy to cry in, and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Well, don't sweat it, leave the sweating to the beer. And come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap and bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. That's on you, 'cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
Like my roof on the house. We turning up, got double cups, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I
could cover you and me and everyone you bring. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap and bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be if you don't come through, buddy. That's on you, 'cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me. On me.
We pull a chair up every night and eat and talk and joke and fight. As kids learn wrong from right at mama's table, with just some hickory wood and screws, it's where my daddy read the news. He didn't put your dirty shoes on mama's table. It was the center of the best time I remember. Sometimes the only thing that brought us all together. Grandma passed it down when I was in the cradle. It's in my kitchen now, but it's still my mom. Table. It's where my brother and I played games. I just knew he'd gone insane. Day he caught his name at mama's table.
And when we got down on our luck, it seemed like it held us up.
You could always feel the love in mama's table.
It was the center of the best time I remember. Sometimes the only thing that brought us all together. Grandma passed it down when I was in the cradle. It's in my kitchen now, but it's still my mama's table.
It's got some faded spots and cracks and a couple of burns from candle wax. There's a memory in each scratch on mama's table.
Sometimes I laugh, sometimes I cry.
Nominations are still being sought for this year's Making a Difference Awards. The annual awards, which are sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO, will be presented at the annual banquet held this year Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Nominations are being sought for Business of the Year, Outstanding Organization, Civic Leadership, Nonprofit of the Year, Best Face Forward, Community Stewardship, the Emergency Responder Award, Educator of the Year, Medical Hero, Up and Coming Youth Award as well. Nominations are easy. You may submit a nomination by going to southwestpartners.org and clicking on the Making a Difference link and nominate. You may also mail the information to Making a Difference in care of Southwest Partners Incorporated, P.O. Box 651, Richland Center, or email your nomination to swp.acctg@gmail.com. You can also drop off information at 1313 West Seminary Street in Richland Center. Nominations are due January 5th at 5 p.m. Now is the time to nominate the people who are making a difference in Richland County.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be here to feature the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s on Those Were the Days. Saturday night, we'll be rocking and rolling and reminiscing, taking your requests and ringing that magic bell. And we'll be stopping in the garage for one or two from the garage rock of the 1960s. Louie Louie by the Kingsmen, Keep on Dancing the Gentrys, 96 Tears, Question Mark and the Mysterians, Gloria by the Shadows of Night, Surfing Bird, the Trashmen, lots of fun stuff coming up Saturday night. And your Rock and Roll requests and trivia. Those Were the Days is made possible in part by Jay's Pedal Center, Jones Chevrolet Buick, Culligan Water Conditioning, Jets Feed Seat and Such, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric. Join us for some sweet turntable treats sponsored by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel. Get ready for some fun radio again Saturday night. WRCO's Those Were the Days on WRCO, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
100.9 WRCO.
Misty sunrise in my hometown, rows of cotton about knee high. Mrs. Baker down the dirt road, still got clothes out on the line. Irwin Nichols there with Judge Lee, playing checkers at the gym.
When I dream about the Southland, this is where it all begins. From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, roll tide, roll. Muddy water, Mississippi, blessed Graceland whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on. Catching catfish on the river, chasing fireflies by the creek, kissing Gary Williams' sister on the porch homecoming week, with rusty cars and weeping willows, keeping watch out in the yard. Just a snapshot of down home Dixie, could be anywhere you are. In Carolina or in Georgia, open arms are waiting for you. Louisiana, yellow rose of San Antonio. Arkansas, Mississippi, old man river whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on. As I sit here, I'm surrounded by these priceless memories. I don't have to think about it, there's no place I'd rather be. Carolina or in Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, roll tide, roll. Muddy water, Mississippi, blessed Graceland whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort. Carry on.
Thank you. It ain't easy putting up with a road dog with a cup with a little Jack in it. You talk about the backseat. I don't know, don't ask me how she sat in it. Carried my burdens and paid my bail. Put a Tennessee breeze in my Carolina sail and set me free. I don't pray much anymore. Lord, it's all true but overs. Happiness, wishes, wants and needs into my robes, hopes and dreams. Spend my living giving thanks for the ships I've never seen. Every big, every little, and the everyday things. The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me. Could have easily said goodbye to this runaway train you're tied to. I know I don't get it, baby, how you roll with it. Fist in the fights and the scars of the battle, the ups and the downs of the judge's gavel. How'd you wind up in my unravel? I don't pray much anymore. Oh, it's all true but ours. Happiness, wishes, wants and needs into my robes, hopes and dreams. Spend my living giving thanks for the ships I've never seen. Every big, every little, and the everyday things. The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me. You're my faith and the grace every sunrise brings. Set me free. I don't pray much anymore. Wishes, wants, and needs into my robes, hopes, and dreams. Spend my living giving thanks for the ships I've never seen. And you're my faith in the grace every sunrise brings. Every big, every little, and the everyday things. The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing.